Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today, we're going to highlight the 2023 NFL draft prospect. Our prospect today is Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback out of the University of Miami. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me, as always, over these last few months to tell us about these great prospects that's going to be in the NFL in 2023. He's the most talented guy I know doing this. He's the most hardworking guy I know doing this. His work ethic. Off the charts. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly, coming to us live this morning from Key West, Florida. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Good.
Ready to talk about Mr. Van Dyke. Hopefully you give us your top-rated analysis and tell us why this young man is very highly regarded as a prospect at the quarterback position going into the 2023 NFL draft.
So, absolutely.
You have the floor, Mr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Turner. Tyler Van Dyke, take a look at him. There he is, number 9 on your screen. Last year as a redshirt freshman, 202 on a 324, 62.3% completions, 2,931 yards, 9.0 average. Please take out your highlighters and circle that and highlight that. 9-yard average, 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I also want our audience to highlight the long of 83 yards. My affectionate nickname, I wrote him up this week for SI Jets. If you want to go take a look at the article, my affectionate nickname for this guy on the screen is the loose cannon. That's what went through my mind. He's 6'4", 224. I went back, and I'm probably maybe the only draft analyst in America that holds myself accountable to the game film. I don't just shoot off in an opinion and not give any accountability where I'm seeing this. So let me go back and circle back and talk about the games I watched Van Dyke in. 2021, I watched him against Virginia, FSU, and Pitt. And, you know, I don't know who makes these grades or what happens, but somebody out there most people see this guy the same way. If you look at NFL draft, mock draft database, it's a great resource. He's a consensus first rounder on there. It blows my mind because supposedly, sites like DraftWire, SI, CBS, Pro Football Network, Fox, SB Nation, Bleacher Report, 247 Sports, Athlon, they all have him rated just about the same in the first round. I guess I got left off that email distribution list. I don't know. But while there's things I like about Van Dyke, there's nothing I really love about him. And if I'm a GM that I want to build around, is Van Dyke a Sal DeBellamento, type of third round pick? I say yes. He's a guy is he better than Bryce Young or Will Levis? Yes. The name that went through my mind when I was watching Tyler Van Dyke play on film was Stan Humphries. That would be my NFL comparable. He's a guy you bring in if you need a quarterback, sit him for a year or two and see then what you have. It doesn't hurt you too bad if he doesn't pan out. But by no means is Tyler Van Dyke a franchise first-round quarterback. Now, let me unpack the things that I did like about him, because there are a few things. He is a pro-style quarterback. He's got a decent setup in the pocket, decent mechanics. He has good mobility. He can slide around and run, and he actually looks good doing it. He's got an above average arm. He's got a quicker, he showed a little bit quicker release against FSU than he did against Virginia. And he throws slant routes, short slants very well. Now, the thing that he also goes through his progressions. I think that's important to point out as well. The thing I like most about Tyler Van Dyke was how aggressively he wanted to drive the ball downfield. Remember at the top of the show, I highlighted the 9.0 average. I highlighted the long of 83. This guy aggressively wants to drive the ball downfield, and there's absolutely positively no substitute for that whatsoever. A lot of these quarterbacks can only nickel and dime it, and they're afraid to drive downfield. Not Tyler Van Dyke. He's very aggressive when it comes to driving the ball downfield. I also like that he's willing to try the deep ball. He's not accurate most of the time, but again, he is aggressive. And also, the things, overall, those are the things I liked about him. The things I did not like about him, I nicknamed him on the top of the show affectionately as a loose cannon. He's got erratic ball placement at all three route levels, short, intermediate, and deep. Half the time he throws beautiful passes, half the time he doesn't. He's like Zach Wilson exactly in that capacity. Number two thing I didn't like, highlight this, he concedes sacks. In all three games I watched him in, he folds in the pocket. It's almost like he braces himself for impact. I did not like that whatsoever. He also gets a little reckless. Number three point I didn't like, he gets a little reckless with the ball, with the ball protection. As Bill Belichick, when I worked with him on staff at the New York Jets, he preached a lot about ball protection. And what I mean by that is he puts the ball in vulnerable spots where the defense can get their hands on the ball. Just in three games against Virginia, FSU, and Pitt, he fumbled in the pocket. He had a tip pass. He had two balls intercepted, one at a critical junction of the game against Pitt in the fourth quarter. Three times he threw in the double coverage and could have been intercepted. He had a couple of air balls. Another touchdown ricocheted off one of his receivers. It could have been intercepting the end zone. Fortunately for him, it was caught for a touchdown, but it could have gone easily the other way. I mean, we're talking about eight times in three games where he put the ball in harm's way, which is a real problem. Number four, thing I did not like was the deep ball accuracy, which I touched on. He struggles deep. In number five, too many errant short passes. That's a concern. Number six, he has a tendency, the ball tends to sail high on him, and he doesn't throw the easiest ball to catch. I mean, in a lot of ways, the things I just rattled off remind me a lot of Zach Wilson when he was coming out of BYU and what he showed on film during his rookie season with the New York Jets. I want it for our audience. I think this is critically important. Drop balls are not always the wide receiver's fault. Sometimes the quarterbacks, it's their fault. They do not throw the easiest ball to catch. Now, there is a lot to work with, despite the negatives that I rattled off there. There's a lot to work with. I think that, outside of, the fact that, taking the sacks is a big one I don't like. The erratic ball placement, as I touched on, it doesn't take good enough care of the ball. This guy will relish those three things, will relish him to a backup spot who can come in and provide a spark if needed. I think you'd make a decent backup quarterback in the NFL at this point. I'm sticking with a third-round grade on him because of all his deficiencies. But it is conceivable that he could sneak into the second round, but he has to clean up those deficiencies during the 2022 college football season. What are your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
Well, when I look at Mr. Van Dyke, and that's a good analysis you broke down, you got to think about this. A young man comes from Connecticut out of high school. He takes over as a quarterback for Miami last year. Eric King got hurt. So he's kind of thrown in the mix. But what I like about him, he led Miami to a winning season. Then number two, what I like about him, he had six consecutive games over 300 yards. And think about this. He's playing in Miami. Crockett, Ricardo Tubbs,
my favorite show,
Castillo. Man, he's on Miami. It's the Hollywood of the South. Then what I like about him, you mentioned that, of course, he has some deficiencies as far as throwing the football, but I like his arm. And when you look at, they said the same thing going into the 84 season when they came, the Miami Hurricanes won the national championship. They said the same thing about a young man that went on and played with the Cleveland Browns and led the Browns to back-to-back AFC championship games. His name was Bernie Kosar. And think about this. I think Mr. Van Dyke is going to improve a lot because Daddy is coming home. Mario Cristobal. He's coming home from Oregon. And he's been on a team that's won two national championships. So I think Mr. Van Dyke is going to go up as far as getting the coaching. But what I like about the young man, I just look at his, like I said, I'm not like you in depth looking at his film, but what I like, I saw a little bit of Phil Sims throwing that slant route when Sims was 22 or 28 in the Super Bowl against the Giants. Then I see a little Dale on the moniker. They call him the Mad Bomber back when he played with the Oakland Raiders in the 1960s. Then he got a little bit of that pretty boy, Dan Pastorini, to play with the Houston Oilers. Then when you look at it, now, overall, his demeanor, like I said, and he's kind of athletic and mobile for his size, but I like his arm. His arm is kind of compared to that guy that won that Super Bowl that kind of said that we're going to beat the Colts back in 69 by the name of Joe Willie Namath. And then think about the tradition that man. He played last year in a situation where the coach was on the hot seat and eventually got fired. But think about the tradition. He's kind of really, really following. Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, Gino Toretta, Ken Dorsey. You ask me what all them gentlemen have, and then Craig Erickson, they've won national championships at a school that's had phenomenal football talent. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Eddie Brown, Warren Sapp, Benny Blades, Steve Walsh, Michael Barrow, Reggie Umstead. This is a guy that I really see ascending when the season gets started. The coaching with Cristobal, what he's doing, what he's going in, and remember this. Why I think that he's going to really improve. Miami has seven starters returning on offense. So, and then this is a young man who came in the middle of the season, right, became ACC newcomer of the year. I love the young man because, see, the thing about me, we can go all measurables, we can go all this, but it's the school you play at. And see, when you play at a Miami, you play at a USC, a Georgia, a Alabama, it's different. It's different because the bull's eyes on you from day one. Especially down in South Beach in Miami. And then when you think about Mr. Van Dyke, you mentioned a mad thing. You call him, what's the word you said? Loose cannon? Loose cannon. But see, when I was growing up, February the 24th, 1984, the USFL was in. The Houston Gamblers were playing the LA Express. Now the LA Express had Steve Young under the center. Granted, the USFL didn't last for 2 years. But the Houston Gamblers, they had another guy that played at the University of Miami, went on and went to four Super Bowls with the Buffalo Bills, and they was calling him a loose cannon. His receivers on that day were Ricky Sanders, Clarence Verdan, Gerald McNeil, Todd Fowler. All of them played in the National Football League. And by the way, he was out of Western Pennsylvania. His name was Jim Kelly. And that day he threw for 574 yards and five touchdowns. this young man, Tyler Van Dyke. He's got a coach now, Mario Cristobal. Things are going to be different. South Beach. Mr. Kelly.
I tell you what, Mr. Turner, you bring up a lot of good points. You start talking about Ricky Sanders and Jim Kelly and everything. I went to that Super Bowl 26 up in Minnesota when I was graduating from high school. So that brings back memories for me. But yeah, you're talking about my neck of the woods, Mr. Turner. You're talking about the U, as they call it, the 305 down my neck of the woods here by Key West. And yeah, there's a lot to like. I do like Tyler Van Dyke. I do. That's why I put a third round grade on him. I think that also the encouraging thing about Van Dyke is that he showed improvement as the season progressed, which I think was also important. And so this season is going to be critically important for him to continue to show that development. He's a very interesting quarterback. And again, the thing I like most about him is his aggressive mentality. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks do not have that aggressive mentality. He wants to drive the ball downfield, which is great. And he continues to throw it, and he doesn't back down from anyone. And so those are the things I like most about him. So Tyler Van Dyke is definitely going to be somebody that's on my radar as we progress towards the 2023 NFL draft.
My final words about Tyler Van Dyke. He took over in a real critical situation. He really kind of saved that Miami team. And what that showed me, leadership. Here's a guy that had six straight 300-yard games with a coach in Manny Diaz that was on the hot seat, that was going to get fired, eventually did. And the young man still put up good numbers. What, 2,900 yards, 25 touchdowns, six INTs, ACC Newcomer of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year in the league. And then at a school like Miami, come on, man. All those great quarterbacks again, Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, Craig Harrison, Gino Toretta, George Meyer, Cal Wright, Kenny Kelly. It's a royalty to play quarterback at the University of Miami. And with that comes pressure. It's a different ball game. Granted, the program hasn't been where it's been over the years, but think about it. He's getting the coaches coming from Oregon, and Mario Cristobal is one. That's a former Cane. That's part of a national championship teams, 1989 and 1991. And then the school, the history, so many great players. And this young man last year came out of nowhere. And you know what? Since we're talking about why God is in this plan, he went to a private school in Connecticut, right? Famous alum is Vinny Del Negro. Apologize. Former coach in the NBA, won a championship with the San Antonio Spurs. But it was a young man that's trying to get into coaching ranks. That's also a famous alum. Brian Belichick. And you know who his father is. So I don't have to say no more about that. All I'm looking at is Tyler Van Dyke. You down in Miami. I love the young man's game. So that being said, there's only one thing when I think about Mr. Van Dyke and the Miami Hurricanes. I'm coming down like a monkey, but it's all right. Like a load on your back that you can't see. Tonight, it's going to be all right, all right, all right. Bill Collins, baby. Miami Vice. Tyler Van Dyke. Quarterback of the U.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special love, special thanks to my special guest. Coming to us always, putting in the hard work out of Key West, Florida. My man, the very talented, I know him as DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly, and to our producer, who's done a phenomenal job over the last few months, who makes this broadcast so professional, A+, at a little small town where I live at, Douglasville, Georgia, Bavoya Alexander High School, West Georgia's finest, and the youngest member of 100 Yards Football, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you this morning. So if you like the video, one more time, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Thank you and God bless.
God bless you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.